Hello and welcome to the Centerline Soccer Aftershocks podcast. I'm Jay Hips.
And I'm Robert Jonas.
And hooray, hurrah, we finally had that wonderful release of tension that comes with a blowout win.
Yeah, fifth time's a charm. They finally got the win in week nine, I guess it is now, so...
Yeah.
Long time coming.
It was a little late in coming. I'm sure everybody would have liked to have it sooner, but considering it happened tonight, everybody's in a pretty good mood.
Definitely. And one of the things that really struck me is that first half, I was kidding with some of the guys in the box before the game that, 0-0 would be a pretty fair result given the way the momentum of both teams entering the match was going. And at halftime, I felt pretty confident I was going to be right on that score. And to see the guys come out with just a step up in the intensity, plus I thought Steven Lenhart just really changed the game the way he was occupying Chad Marshall and Julius James in the middle, and that really helped Wando out. And on the goal, Wando doesn't have to deal with either of those two center defenders. Ryan Johnson gets the cross in there, and Wando sneaks in to get the game winner, basically. Start the barrage of goals. So hats off to Steven Lenhart facing his old team. He had a fantastic game.
He did. There were a lot of great performances out there. I think this was really, and I brought this up with a couple of the people I talked to after the match, this was that match that they had been waiting for, where they've been working hard in practice for so long and trying to, just kind of get all their ducks in a row. And they really have kind of been there. The match against Philadelphia, they should have gotten some reward out of that. Same with Vancouver. And tonight it finally happened, and it happened in a big way. Just that 12-minute period of second half.
Yeah, and a player that's been much maligned, not just in the press, even on this podcast, Ryan Johnson, had his second straight strong performance. Here's a guy that, I don't think at the week's beginning, having what I saw at training, that he was penciled in for this game. Bobby Convey was going to be that left outside midfielder. And just through, his performance in Vancouver Wednesday night, I don't think Gallup could leave him on the bench. He brought him in at the same position, shifted Convey to the back, which kind of left Justin Morrow out in the wind. But, he'll have his time at midday one time. Mm-hmm. Convey sucked it up, played pretty good defense on the side. He didn't have to do a lot in this game. It seemed like the dangerous players for Columbus in Robbie Rogers and Eddie Gavin kind of took a night off, really didn't call their names out very much. But, RJ did another great game. I'll say that. I've defended him at times, but I think he deserves credit for these two performances.
Yeah, I have to kind of confess that in the second half, I was kind of watching RJ and thinking, he's not really getting a lot accomplished out there. And, maybe it would be good to bring in Ramiro for him and move Bobby up. And then moments after that thought, he put in that cross that looped over Lenhart and James and Chad Marshall and ended up on Wando's foot. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I realized that maybe it was a good thing that I'm not coaching the Quakes.
Well, I think a big part of his resurgence has been both his industry and his intensity on the side. I mean, he's not the most fantastic one-on-one dribbler. He gets caught on the sides. He doesn't get crosses in at times. But what he is doing, using his strength and using his endurance is keeping that wing busy, and whoever the left back is behind him, can play defense and support RJ when he's making that move forward. He's not taking plays off. He's playing that full 90 minutes, and I think he's really established himself. It's always been a Frank Gallup favorite, but he's really established himself as deserving to be a starter right now. Mm-hmm. It's a shame, talking to him after the game, he'll be around next week to play against New England, but then he's in the Gold Cup for Jamaica for a month, and unfortunately, he talked about it as well, and we'll get into the post-game interviews, but, he's kind of like he's playing his best soccer, and now he's going to be taking a month off, and there's no guarantee when he comes back he gets back in that starting lineup. But right. For now, the Quakes are benefiting from his good play leading into that break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we'll see how long Jamaica lasts. They have sort of a checkered record in the Gold Cup. They do well some years, not so well others. So
I would expect Johnson will be back for that June 25th game against the Galaxy, which also happens to be the same day as the Gold Cup final. Just a guess that Jamaica probably won't be in that final game.
Yeah, yeah.
Hats off if they do.
That's not how it pencils out.
Hats off if they do.
We'll see.
But, yeah, we talked about, I think, Wondolowski, another fantastic game. He's a finisher. Mm-hmm. Proved it. You know, the first half, I think he scuffled at times. Seemed like he was rushing shots. He didn't quite have the touch on there. You know, it was just all part of the first half that things didn't seem to be quite clicking. You know, both teams were playing defensively solid, but nothing was going on offensively. Yeah. But in the second half, and you know, he got that touch. He was being provider. He was playing off of Lenhardt in a way that was very beneficial. To both of them, really. I mean, that teamwork you saw that was working very well for them in that second half, mm-hmm. and I think that allowed in that stretch to start the second half the Quakes to really exploit.
Yeah, well, you make a lot of good points there, Rob, and I think one of the things that is kind of emerging now is last year a lot of Wando's success came when he was paired with Ryan Johnson up top, and RJ was getting a lot of attention from defenses because he's big, he's physical, and they've got to put a couple guys on him to slow him down and be an impediment to him. And that would create space for Wondolowski. Now you've got him paired up top with Lenhardt, who is that same, maybe even more of a threat than Johnson was, because certainly he's more effective in the air. He's a little bit better at holding the ball up. And again, I think we're going to see him profit from that partnership with a big, powerful forward up there.
Yep. You know, my last point for me, on the lineup tonight, you know, we see a whole new defensive four. You know, Vancouver to this game, a span of 4 days, four new players are back there. And for a team that said, we need to take care of things defensively to be able to move forward, it doesn't seem to matter who they're throwing out there. All these guys are obviously MLS starter quality and playing very well together. You know, it's like a shift change in hockey. You know, throw a whole new line out there and they do exactly what they need to do. It was really good to see that a team like Columbus, they just took away their big players. Renteria was, you know, worthless out there for him, really. Yeah. And the wing play was almost non-existent. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, Columbus mm-hmm. really didn't look dangerous at all in this game.
Yeah, no, they had a couple chances, but in general, the first half, there weren't a lot of opportunities for either side, more for the Quakes than for Columbus. I'm trying to think of Columbus's biggest scoring opportunities, and the thing that comes to mind is just in stoppage time here at the end mm-hmm. of the match. You know, there was a shot that Bush bobbled a little bit, and they had a chance to pop in the rebound but put it wide, and that was your Columbus crew attacking highlight of the match. Right. So
yeah, they're not going to need a lot of video time to put those highlights up.
Yeah.
You know, Jay, one last guy I want to talk about before we get into player interviews, and I think a lot of fans maybe watching on TV got to see this more clearly than the fans in the stands, but Brandon McDonald earning a red card near the end of the game, a straight red, not a yellow and a red, but straight red.
Yeah.
Looking at the still pictures after the game, it's hard to understand how that red card happened, and I think, you know, Brandon will talk about it, and you know, he plans on appealing the foul. It seemed to be more acting than anything, and I would expect that, you know, he's not going to be out for any significant amount of time, and he may even get the suspension rescinded. But, you know, he also was joking about the Lenhardt goal, which obviously went off his backside.
Yeah.
And technically, you could say that's Brandon's goal. In fact, Brandon was laughing about it, that, well, if you look at the video, it wouldn't have been on target if it hadn't hit me. So,
right, exactly.
So I think he's going to be petitioning not just to get the red card gone, but he's going to want that goal
as well. He's going to want the goal. Well, you know, it's...
good on him, I'll say.
Yeah, it's... you know, and if he doesn't, you know, petition for the goal, we can say he's just taking the opportunity to turn the other cheek.
So. Turn the other cheek. Ba-dum-bing. All right.
Exactly.
I think that's a great transition.
Yeah. On that note, perhaps it's a good excuse to get me to quit making bad jokes like that and go into player interviews. So why don't we start it off with, I believe you were on hand for the Frank Yallop post-game press conference.
I was.
opening statement. You got to be happy with the result.
Yes. Yep. Obviously, I thought it's been coming for a while. The performances have been good, but obviously putting it all together with a good win is what you need to do. And I think tonight was a perfect example of, you know, really dogged defending, and whole team did great to keep a clean sheet and, you know, three good goals, to be honest. So very encouraging, very happy for the guys, and very pleased for the squad, because it's not just been the team that played tonight. You know, it's the Vancouver result, Open Cup result, you know, so real proud of the guys that would have handled all the stuff up front of them, because I've not been that happy, to be honest. And I'm usually quite jovial, but I've changed my style a bit. But now I think, you know, we get the picture of the team, what we need to do to win games, and, you know, to win 3-0 at home, and thoroughly deserve to win 3-0, was great.
It was a pretty flat first half. I mean, is there anything you said at halftime?
Well, what we're trying to do is not concede sloppy goals, you know, simple chances. I thought they didn't really have many chances first off. Neither did we. I think we had a chance when Mondo broke in, maybe should have squared it to Lenny early, but they had the shot and it, you know, whatever. But maybe the only chance in the half. But what I liked about it, we didn't panic, and we had a good chat half time. Said, look, I thought it would be a one goal game. I thought, you know, if we score the first, I think it could be enough to win the game. So it looked one of those games like that. Both teams defended well. I thought Columbus were very good. You know, I thought we played well, but I thought Columbus played well. But obviously 3-0 looks a scoreline that's a thrashing, but I thought they were good.
Were you happier with Leonard's own goal, or were you happier with the fact that he drew both center backs, freeing up Wando for his goal?
Both. I mean, you know, it's Lenny's goal. I think it hits Brandon, but Brandon can't claim that one. I mean, he's probably gonna, but you know, Lenny's that robust, all action, never give up, or never say die attitude to his game. And you know, even in the last minute, he's heading the ball and chasing and fighting, and you know, all the things that we knew he will do. And he's getting fitter. You know, there's another 90 minutes under his belt. Scored a goal. I thought Ryan Johnson was excellent again tonight. I thought he had a terrific game at left midfield. And I thought Bobby Convey, you know, for the first game at left back, did well. I thought Jay Hernandez was outstanding. So there were some good performances tonight.
I guess I ask, is that what you were hoping to get from Steve in terms of him drawing attention?
Yeah.
Even if he didn't score on that play,
he obviously opened
up the field.
Yeah, I think so. And Steve will score goals, but his runs and his endeavour move people around. I wouldn't want to, if I was too old to play now, but when I was playing, I would not like to play against Steven Lenhart, for sure.
How much has Ryan Johnson solidified his stake out there at left?
Great. Wing? I mean, you've seen both games, and I think he's been outstanding in both games, to be honest. Vancouver and then this one. You know, two really, really good performances. You know, two assists he's had in the two games. You got assists, Chad?
Yes.
Tonight, and then Wednesday, yeah, okay. So, you know, he's productive too. It's not like he's played well and he hasn't done anything. He's actually been productive and been active. But what I like about Ryan's play at the moment is he's 90 minutes focused and he's really, really working hard for the team, which is great.
Have you had a chance to talk to Brandon McDonald and what happened on the red carpet?
Yeah, he just said the guy was grabbing him from behind. He just tried to, you know, get him off. More one of those sort of get off me, and the guy sort of goes down holding his chest. So maybe he caught him, I don't know. I have to look at the tape, but you know, to give him a red card for, you know, swinging his arm back, I don't think it's a red card for sure. If he's elbowed him in the face, then he should get red carded, but he didn't. So Brandon's not happy about it, and I'm not happy if I look on the tape and it's not a legitimate elbow, for sure.
And one of the things in this game, you saw a lot of the players with more fight than they've played, mm-hmm. maybe in games past, you know, more fouls committed, they were really getting stuck in. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's just, you know, this has been coming. Again, Vancouver, I thought Portland as a group, we fought really hard and played great. Vancouver, we outplayed them in their house, should have won. Tonight, I wouldn't say we outplayed Columbus, but we finished great and we were good, so. But that's the norm. I can't, you know, I the reason we had to go back to the drawing board was, you know, I had to reevaluate what I was telling everybody and making sure that now they know for sure you have to give 100%, otherwise you don't play. And I've seen it from every player that's played, giving everything they have. And when they don't, players are onto them, and they do. I've not seen anyone shirk a run or a responsibility in the last 3-4 games. So that's, it started in Philly, I think, was the first sort of time I got out in Philly, then obviously Portland, and then tonight, and then Vancouver, I should say. So last 4 games have been excellent.
Frank, what changed the second half? The first half looked pretty even, they controlled it.
Yeah.
What changed it?
Well, I said that we weren't travelling with the ball much. You know, they were forcing us to knock long balls up to Lenny and Mondo. When we did that, I didn't think Kari and Brad were squeezing, and I didn't think the back four was getting out quick enough. Then the ball was dropping down, then there's a big gap, and then they're running at us. So we at halftime had a chat, and as soon as the ball travelled, we squeezed the unit, win the second ball, and off we go. If you look at the goals, I would think they come from a little bit of fight, really. Goes up, bang, win the ball, goes wide, cross goal. So that's what you got to do. So we addressed it, and we did well. I think the guys are really tactically getting it now.
Do you think resting those back four guys that play today in Vancouver game?
What do you think?
I think it was a genius.
There you go. See? No, I'm just joking. No, what I liked about it is that wasn't a second string group in either game. There's 4 very good players played tonight. 4 very good players played on Wednesday night. And I love to have the options to do that. And we got a tough week next week. We got New England, we got Open Cup, which we want to win on Tuesday, and then we go to Chicago. So, you know, we have some. All these guys that played on Wednesday, Saturday are going to do the same thing. So it's good.
Okay, coming out of Frank Yellow, we'll stick to the earthquake side of things, and we talked to goalkeeper John Bush. Clean sheet.
I mean, just Steve Leonhardt obviously having that kind of success.
Yeah.
Whether the goal belongs to him or not, getting credited with a goal.
Yeah, I don't know. Did it hit Lenny?
It hit McDonald.
Oh, it hit McDonald?
It hit Brandon Lloyd.
Lenny's going to take credit for it, though.
Yeah, sign that ball right there, Queen.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting credit for it.
Yeah, you got to give him credit for it, for sure. For sure.
So, but I mean, regardless of that, obviously that was his best game with you guys.
Well, I think he was amped up for this game a little bit, you know. And he's been working hard since he's been here, you know, and he's settling in nicely. And, you know, like I said, I think he had a little extra on tonight's game. So it was great to see him get a goal, you know, if you will. And, you know, hopefully we can continue.
So, obviously, that the crew is his old team. It's also your old team.
That's 5 years ago. It's light years away. You know,
yeah.
No, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, in this league, everybody has old teams. You know, you don't spend your whole career with one team. You know, I mean, Chicago's my old team too. But
yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's years ago.
Yeah, and I guess the value of a 3-0 win in this case is, you know, better than any. That would kind of outweigh any feelings you had about playing your old team anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, all we want to do is win. You know, that's our main concern. It doesn't matter who we're playing. A win is a win. And, you know, we needed it badly tonight, and we got it. So hopefully we can build off of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good?
Yeah, thanks. And there are a few words from John Bush. And from there, we will move on to goal scorer, or at least with the help of Brandon McDonald's posterior, Stephen Leonhardt.
Talk about what it meant to go against your old team there and the performance you had.
It was fun. It's fun to be on the field with all those guys. I'm pretty close with a lot of them. I respect each one of those guys. It's just a battle. I thought they did a good job of being aggressive with me. Chad's great in the air. I don't know. I thought we did a really good job of being, you know, consistent, keeping our foot on the pedal, and after that first goal, continuing and looking for a couple more. Everyone showed up to battle for each other today, and I think that was clear.
What changed at halftime? Was it, you know, positioning on the field? Was it the way you guys were making runs in the offensive third?
No, I think it was just we pushed a little bit more. we were fortunate. Wanda's a good fit next year. And then they started chasing a little bit. And I don't know. That was a good performance, good home performance.
On Wanda's goal, you drew both Chad and Julius to you to create that space. Are you as happy with that as you are with your own goal?
Of course. Yeah, I don't. I mean, just as long as the team does well. You know, I mean, the goals or whatever. But yeah, just to get away and try and draw guys away. And, you know, Wanda's good. So he makes his own space and he knows what he's doing. So he had a good finish.
I apologize if your ass is already, but to do this against Columbus,
yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot. You know, I spent 3 years there. I respect the coaches and the team. And I was just focused today, and I wanted to perform well. My family was here, so I tried really hard. I expect that every week, but today especially.
And did you beat Robbie Rogers?
Did I?
In a sprint at all?
No, unfortunately, we didn't go head-to-head. He was a little nervous. Might have read that and stayed away from me.
Does he owe you anything now? Was there any bet?
No, there's no bet.
What do you think of Johnson's play?
He's doing well, man. Mixing it up, keeping the ball, getting by guys, crossing the ball. Wando and I are hungry in there, so... I think he's doing well. He's confident and, you know, getting fortunate to get those crosses off. And, yeah, I think it's a good fit for him. So it's good.
Talking to Brandon McDonald, he's said that goal should have been.
He can take it. Yeah, I don't care. I didn't even see the replay, but whatever. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So following up Stephen Lenhart, we have the goal scorer himself, Brandon McDonald.
Hopefully we just get the train moving, you know, keep the momentum going and get more W's.
And I think kind of like you said, a lot of people, you know, it seems like things weren't going your guys' way, especially Vancouver giving up that last-minute goal. So can you just talk about the resilience of this team to really bounce back from a deflating tie to get this win?
I think that just speaks a lot about our team, the guys that Frank has here on this squad. You know, there's a lot of heart in all of us, and we never really give up. You said, like, the confidence is still here in us. It's just we got to grind one out like we did today, and hopefully the momentum keeps going.
The offense is clicking today in the second half particularly.
I think you got to give a lot of credit to Linehart and Ryan Johnson. You know, I think Linehart puts his body up there, puts his body on the line the whole game, and RJ running down that left wing is trouble. You know, so I think they were doing well. And Wando running off that's a great combination for us.
For fans looking ahead to see those, you know, that three working like that up front, I mean, that's got to be, they got to be looking like,
yeah,
here it
exactly.
Is, you know?
Great things to come, exactly.
Yeah. Mac, you put that one in with your back?
Yeah, actually, they credited Linehart for it, but it definitely hit off my back. I came in here after I got the red card, and they said if it didn't hit my back, it wasn't going in the goal, so hopefully they can change that on the stat sheet. We'll see.
Thanks, Mac.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the level of intensity in this game? I mean, it looked like you guys really stood toe-to-toe with those guys from the opening whistle.
Like I said, the guys that Frank has here and the guys that he puts on the field, that's a lot of our characteristics. You know, we want to come out and be aggressive and play hungry. You know, it's been, I don't know how many home games we played, but we haven't gotten the win. So I think that intensified it even more, that we got to come out hungrier and put more pressure on the guys, on the opposing team.
Part of that hunger coming from the lineup shifting that Frank's been doing these last couple weeks?
In a way, because you got fresher legs, you know, guys who haven't played the game before, got a full 90 minutes of rest, full 2 or 3 days of rest, and you can come out and play even harder.
The great thing about a 3-0 win is there are lots of goal scorers to talk to. So here's Kari Stevenson.
And then, I mean, you know, obviously that's twice now that you kind of... scored from distance. Do you think that should be worth like 2 points? Should we get something going?
That's not for me to judge.
I mean, how happy are you, though?
No, it's good. It's a great feeling to score, but it's even a greater feeling to win. We've been in a little slump recently, and it's good to get a win. And the win is going to overshadow everything else, you know.
was it? How nice was it to get a win here, especially where you hadn't won all year and all that talk about?
It's great. That's what we need. We need to have a good home record. So it's good to get that first win, and hopefully more will follow.
Did you see this coming? I mean, I know you guys were happier with your play the last couple of games, including the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, we started off really well, and we fell off a bit. It took us a little while to get out of the storm, and it's been gradual. So we lost against Philadelphia. It was a good effort. We came out, did better against Portland, got the win. And then last week against Vancouver, you know, we kept the momentum going and we're winning, but we ended up tying it in the last minute.
What about the offense, the way you've got Ryan running up the left and you got Lenhart jumping in the middle and creating all sorts of stuff, and then Wando kind of doing his thing. I mean, looking ahead for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole team effort. Everyone needs to dominate their area. And once they do that and we work together as a team, then it's going to be hard to break us down, and we'll get chances and we will score.
Is this just how the game is sometimes? You know, you have to do your work and sometimes you get rewarded, or sometimes you don't get rewarded, but eventually you do. Was this just kind of the payoff of all that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the soccer can be unfair at times. You can be dominating an entire game, make one mistake, and you end up losing the game 1-0. And they won't talk about how great you play. They'll say, hey, look at the score. You lost 1-0. They have 3 points. You have zero. So sometimes you end up having a sloppy game and you come out good. Today I think we were compact defensively. We closed them down really well and we scored our chances. It wasn't one of those games as we had early in the season where we were great possessing the ball, great creating chances, getting a lot of shots on goal. It wasn't one of those games. It was more fight and teamwork.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Jay, I just want to, we didn't even talk about it in our intro, but what a fantastic strike from Kari Stevenson. Fantastic. So, but sticking on the theme of goal scorers, we have Chris Wondolowski.
Huge win. I think it's kind of been one of those things coming. You know, we've been having a couple of performances that we've been able to build on and keep getting better and better. Our drive and our fight was definitely there, and it's been there. And then we kind of put our ability out there, our technical ability. Thought all three goals were well crafted and well done. So can't ask for any much more than that.
How important was it to get a win at home?
But that was also huge. You know, we had four prior games and no wins out there. And so it's nice to get one at home. It's a very good team. I think they're, 7 unbeaten. And so that shows, I mean, that we have that quality to be there and to do that. And so we just have to keep kind of building on that and keep getting better.
On your goal, you know, Steve drew his hand, Chad Marshall, to him to kind of create that space. Is that where his value is, even if he doesn't score his own goal?
Oh, absolutely.
To create that space.
He creates so much space. What he does to fight for balls, I can just drift underneath and pick up second balls. And his drive and fight out there is just unreal. It's you know, it's one of a kind, and it's just a joy to play out there with him.
I assume best game for him of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that he's just going to keep getting better at it too. You know, just been unfortunate with you know, him getting injured, and then his story, and so that's tough for him. And I think he's done just a phenomenal job of getting back into the swing of it, and just keeps getting better each day in practice and in games. So I think he's doing well.
Got any message for Charlie Davies or Landon Donovan?
Hi. I mean, that's about it.
I mean, is it good? I mean, I think you're third now. I mean, is it good to be at or near the top of that list again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice. Again, goals really don't mean anything unless they're mean for points or for wins. And so that's the thing I try to take pride in. Try to have those goals mean something. They don't mean anything if you're losing 4-1 and you score. Or, you know, so it's nice. I'm just hoping that we can keep getting some W's together. When I'm up there with those guys and the amount of wins, then I'll commit to some.
This is 3 and 4 matches for you. Does this feel like one of those sort of scoring sprees you had last year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm feeling confident. I think our team's playing really well, and when that happens, we create a lot of opportunities. and it's my job to find those, try to find the end of those opportunities and feel that I'm able to. And so, yeah, absolutely.
Can you walk us through that goal? What happened?
Yeah, I know that RJ got the ball out there on the left. He did a great job of creating enough space to get across and sending just a brilliant ball. I know Lenny made that run near post, drew Chad Marshall and Julius to him, and ball just kind of drifted back post to me, and I was able to finish it.
So first half was maybe a bit a little flat, a little back and forth. What changed? What happened at halftime? What came?
I feel like it was kind of a box match. Both teams just kind of feeling each other out, not really trying to make any mistakes. And second half, we knew that we're going to have to come out ready to go, come out flying. And I felt that we knew that first 15 minutes was going to be huge. And we took advantage of that, created three opportunities, and finished them. So it was big for us. Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. By the way, RJ, we also have an interview with RJ, Ryan Johnson.
Now, last year where you were kind of bouncing back and forth.
Wherever I can play, as long as I'm on the field, I'm happy.
Do you feel like, obviously it seems like your best performances are coming out there. I mean, is that somewhere where you're more comfortable at this point?
For me, really, like I said, it really doesn't matter. As long as I'm playing and getting playing time, that's what I'm happy about. If I'm playing forward, I'm going to be, just as happy as playing left midfield. So, I just enjoy playing and just try to take my opportunities when I get it.
There's been a lot made about the lineup changes Frank's made over the last couple of weeks. Everyone's fighting for their starting position. You've had two very quality games in a row. Talk about that and how it fits into that lineup shift.
Yeah, I mean, our backs have been against the wall, from how we started the season. So, it's right that Frank, he has to make those changes, and he has to see who's going to give him his best, the best effort that he can. And like I said, I tried to take my opportunities and try to make the best out of them, and it's been working out lately. So I just try to keep on going and keep working hard. And I'll be leaving for the Gold Cup, so it's kind of bad timing when it comes to things meshing together and things working out. So I'm just trying to stay healthy and just keep putting out good performances, so when I come back, I hopefully have a place in the squad again.
In this game, there was a lot more physical play. You guys were committing more fouls than you would in say in the other game. Was there more intent in the way you guys played tonight, maybe in games past?
Yeah, the personnel on the field, help a lot with Linehart and guys like Brad Ring that are, physical players. We have physical players in a lot of positions when we have those guys on the field. And, we just want to be hard to break down, hard to score on. That's where we got a lot of our success last year. So, that's one thing that we had to get back to, and I think we have in the last few games. And, we've been getting some decent results, not losing.
And lastly, from the Earthquakes locker room, defender Jason Hernandez, who captained the defense to another clean sheet.
So, 3-0, that must feel like a relief, kind of long time coming, it's like the floodgates opened a little bit. And
yeah, I think a lot of hard work has gone on the past few weeks to try and get over the hump. I think tonight, we were lucky enough to keep a clean sheet, and guys near the goal were sharp. And I think we've had opportunities in the past, and luckily we converted on them tonight.
Is that kind of how things work sometimes? You work hard and you don't get rewarded, and you just have to keep working until things fall together for you?
I think a lot of times when things aren't going your way, it's very easy to kind of get into a negative mentality and, poor us and, why aren't things, working out the way we want them to. But luckily we have a resilient group in here, and guys never stop believing in each other. And we were able to put out a victory tonight. It's just one game. One game doesn't make us great. So hopefully it'll just get us on the right track for next week.
Mm-hmm. Is that attitude that resiliency, is that something that comes from having so many guys who've played together for so long now?
I think so. I think we have guys in this locker room who trust each other. And I don't know if that can be said for a lot of teams around the league who have a lot of new faces and kind of mix and match parts. I think we have a lot of familiar faces, and I think when guys can look to the left and right and really have that trust in the locker room, eventually the product is going to show in the field. I think tonight it showed.
And finally, from the crew side of things, head coach Robert Orzeha. So, coach, your thoughts on the game tonight?
Well, you know, in the second half, actually, we lost the game, basically, in 12 minutes. A pretty good cross. We lost Vandanovski on the cross, and then a set-piece goal poor marking in the box, and then they would be able to score.
And what was the difference with regards to the first half when it seemed to be a pretty even game?
Goals change the game. Goals change the game. So I think until that point, nothing was happening on the field. Both teams, they have some possession, and then we were defending pretty well. And then, like I said, goals change the game. They get lucky in a good shot in the third goal, and then sometimes that happens.
So do you feel that the team the players dropped their heads after the first goal?
I don't think so. I think I've been giving credit to San Jose for scoring good goals. I don't think we dropped the head. We play until the end. I mean, we had the better of the game in the end. We pushed for the goal even after the first one, but goal on a set piece and then a good shot, I mean, and hats overhead.
Do you see any positives to take from this in terms of your players' performance? Or?
We play away from home. We try to play soccer. Mm-hmm. We're not kicking the ball in front, we try to play, and then we were losing 1-0, we still trying to play. So that's a positive, but obviously we have to play better, in front of our own goal.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you expect to see improve over time? I know you've made a lot of changes to the team in the off season. Is that chemistry something you're working to develop?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of new players, and we're unbeaten in the last 7 games. But like I said, marking in the box is crucial, and then it doesn't matter what your record looks like. If you don't do it, the teams are going to punish you. Good goals by San Jose. We are late anyway. I just wanted to talk about that. Good goals.
San Jose had a lot of changes with respect to past games. Did that throw off your preparation? Did you expect to see other players?
No. Obviously, you know, they're completely two different players in the back, but it's... You know, we have to worry about the guys that scores the goals obviously played last game too. So.
Yeah, you've played a 4-4-2 and a 4-3-3 this year. It was written down as a 4-3-3 tonight. Was there a particular reason for that formation against this team? Or
no, we're trying to push. Like I said, we're trying to play soccer, play on the ground, and then pushing, pressing the other teams on their own half. So that way we can win the ball higher on the field, and then the shorter distance to the goal. So, my friend said, we control the game pretty much, but obviously, we give up some silly goals.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Starting lineups up, right?
And that wraps up our interview packages here tonight.
Nice, Jay. Was there anyone left to talk to?
Well, there were lots of people on the crew, and I sort of did them the favor of not dragging them out of the locker room to say, so, how does it feel to lose 3-0 on the road and then have a 5-hour flight awaiting you when you return? So.
Well, this game continues the streak of teams that have to travel 3 time zones not picking up a victory. I don't know the rest of the results from Saturday, but at least from my knowledge, that streak is still alive.
I believe that may well be the case.
So good on the Quakes there.
I think there's one other sign that the Earthquakes' luck may be changing. As we're sitting here in the press box at Buckshaw, it is now pouring rain outside, and it was you know, forecast to happen much earlier than this tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a few sprinkles right around the goal scoring binge, but otherwise it was a pleasant night on the stands tonight.
Yeah. So, you know, if the rain is holding off until after the game, that's that could be a sign that, you know, the team's luck is
are moving changing. In the right direction.
So. That's right. Because that's awfully hard to arrange, the whole, you know, timing of the rain thing.
Yeah. So, Jay, there's one, I think one point I want to make coming out of this game and thinking forward to next week. You know, the Quakes' next game is a week from today, Saturday, against New England Revolution here at Buckshot Stadium. Mm-hmm. This will be a one-game week. They've had 2 weeks in a row with two games. Frank Yallop's been juggling the lineup both to get his best lineup out there, but also to keep players fresh over two games. And that challenge to his players has, I think, resulted in a much higher quality of play, much more intensity out of the players, knowing that they're fighting for these starting positions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking very carefully at how the Quakes train this week, because with one game and basically 5 days to prepare for it, you know, he'll start making his decisions early in the week as who's going to be the starters and start training those guys together. And it's going to be interesting to see who Frank Yallop feels were his top 11 coming out of these couple of weeks and the guys he's going to want to start this week. So something to look forward to in the next 5-6 days.
Well, that is a very good point. And we'll look for your reports from training camp at Centerline Soccer later on this week.
Indeed.
And as you mentioned, the team next takes on the New England Revolution here at Buckshot Stadium. You can come out and see the Revs. Benny Failhaber now, mm-hmm. of course, with the team. So that adds an element of interest, I think, for U.S. national team fans.
Yeah, definitely. An exciting player. Shower Joseph's having a great season again. A team that has to travel 3 time zones, Jay. I don't know if that means anything, but...
Well, so far, it's meant that they'll either tie or lose. So
there you go, there you go. But, you know, Revs are playing some decent football now, and, you know, we're about a quarter of the way through the season. And, you know, this is a win the Quakes really needed. I think I said after the Vancouver game, that 1 point in Vancouver would mean nothing if they couldn't do anything on the weekend. And it was great to see the team come out and battle hard, especially in that second half, get the full 3 points, kind of make some people forget about some of the past performances and maybe start looking forward, I think, as the players and the coaches have already done.
Well, that's a very good point, and I think on that note we will ourselves look forward to next week. And, of course, as I mentioned, people will be able to catch up on training with your reports on Centerline, and you'll have another Quakes cast next week on both Centerline and at sjearthquakes.com.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll have Kyle McCarthy on as our guest media reporter. He covers the Revs and a lot of national soccer as well, so we're excited to have him on the show. We're still trying to get a player booked to be determined. Hopefully we'll have a good guy from the Earthquakes on. Since they're not traveling midweek, it makes it a lot easier to get these guys into the pod cave for that. So
that's true. Well, and you know, Brandon McDonald got booked tonight, so
he might have some free time.
He may have some free time. That's not really the kind of booking that you were talking about, though.
Not the booking we were looking for now.
Okay. Well, I've done it again, and again we'll use this as an opportunity to end the broadcast. So thanks very much for tuning in to the Aftershocks podcast on CenterlineSoccer.com. I'm Jay Hips.
And I'm Robert Jonas.
And we will talk to you again next week.